Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode is entitled, I Will Fear No Evil, For You Are With Me. And this title, of course, is taken from Psalm 23. In many ways, Psalm 23 is the essential psalm, because within this particular psalm, we have for us, in a synoptic form, the spiritual resume, that is, the spiritual life of King David. And please note that this is the psalm of a spiritually mature believer. This psalm is the result of a life that has been filled with events and episodes that moved David out from himself and into the light of God's word. That is, David moved out from self-understanding to understanding who God is in his life. And so this is indeed a powerful psalm. This is one of the shepherd psalms that begins with, of course, Psalm 22. And Psalm 22 is a picture of Yeshua HaMashiach placed upon the cross. There is, of course, noted in Psalm 22, his resurrection, and then we have this very beautiful psalm that bespeaks the shepherd king in the life of the shepherd king. That is, God is pictured as David's shepherd king. The shepherd was one who protected his sheep. He led them with his rod and his staff. He protected his sheep by his very presence. His sheep followed him. Peter wrote that all we like sheep have gone astray. But then he states that we have returned to God. And so David is pictured as following God, as understanding that God is his true shepherd king. He relied on the leadership of God. He went to God for comfort when he could find no peace in this world. Indeed, David had separated himself from the things of this world and what it had to offer, because what God offered him so much more. David said that God led him beside the waters of quietness, or the quiet waters. He placed him in green pastures. God provided the prosperity that David needed and wanted in his heart. All that David desired, God had provided, because he was in fellowship with God. And that is another thing that is covered in the psalm. Because of David's closeness with God, because of his walk with God, because of his, not his self-reliance, but his reliance upon God, David saw marvelous things in his life. The rod both protected the sheep and guided the sheep. The staff was used to lean upon or to support oneself. And so David saw this in his great shepherd king. So we have a beautiful picture of the life of a mature believer given in the psalm. Now, note in verse 3, David states, He restores my soul. And some have translated this as meaning that he revives me or he refreshes me. And the text does allow for that interpretation, but the word, it depends upon how this word restored is used, either transitively or intransitively. So this is a very interesting verb. And so this verse, this word restore can also mean to return one to his place of safety. And because David is speaking of sheep who do not often know what is best for them, that interpretation is allowed too. Because we see, and when we look at this verse in the context of the history of the people of God within the Old Testament, and how many times they left their shepherd king and went under the tutelage of false teachers who led them astray, who led them away from God. And so there were a few occasions in David's own life where God had to bring him back. And note that this can be very painful. When we follow our own paths, it can be very painful. David knew this. David experienced this. And the one thing that we see and note about David's life when we study him carefully is that, yes, there were occasions of sin in the life of David, but David always returned to God. And so this is what it means when the Bible teaches that David was a man after God's own heart. There is a tenderness about David. He had a wonderful spirit. Now, in 1 Samuel 16, we read about that Samuel took to Bethlehem in order to anoint the new king. And so in verse 4 of Samuel 16, we read that Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled. When they met him, they asked him, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." And he consecrated Jesse, who was the father of David, and his sons, and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And so when we go down to verse 11, we read, "So he asked Jesse, 'Are all these the sons you have?' 'There is still the youngest,' Jesse answered, 'but he is tending the sheep.' Samuel said, 'Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives.' So he sent and had him brought in. He was ready, with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, 'Rise and anoint him. He is the one.' So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah." So we see that from the beginning, this man was God's choice. God knew his heart. God knew his spirit. And the Spirit of God had a powerful relationship with David. And so that powerful relationship is evident in this psalm. Once again, Psalm 23:3, he restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And so in 1 John 4:18, we have these wonderful words. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. It is wonderful when Scripture explains Scripture. And this was David's heart towards God. He had been through many situations in which he needed God. And David had come to the point in his life where he knew that in order for him to have perfect peace, or God's peace that passes all understanding, he must trust in God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Notice, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. David had been on the mountaintop with God. He had absorbed, he had been in the presence, he had been in the light of the countenance of God. And David took the light of the countenance of God with him everywhere. His life guided David's life. And so wherever David went, he carried the light of God with him. And so as a light bearer, when certain times came in David's life, he carried that light with him. Whether they were potentially oppressive, like Saul chasing him, or the rebellion, or the coup d'etat of Absalom, or the experience with Bathsheba, David carried God. David kept his tender heart, and he most certainly had a testimony about what it meant to be in to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And even with the death of Absalom, you see the heart of the king cry out, as he said, I would rather it had been me, my son, than you. What a wonderful heart, what a wonderful tenderness David had. So I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David was an experienced shepherd. And so he knew that these tools would be used for. Once again, the rod was used to count, to guide the sheep, and the staff was used as something to lean upon. So this was his picture of God in his life. When rough times came, when difficult situations would come into David's life, he knew where to turn. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And please note that David had no problem acknowledging the presence of evil. He knew it was there, but he knew he served God, who was greater than the evil, or evils plural, that he faced in his life. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.